tape territory. This film has been restored and audio described.
Joseph M. Shank presents Buster Keaton in 1 week. Released exclusively through Metro Pictures Corporation. Directed by Buster Keaton and Eddie Klein. A calendar, loose papers heaped around it. Today is Monday the 9th. The wedding bells have such a sweet sound, but such a sour echo. A bell swings back and forth in an arched stone opening. Stone steps below a columned porch. A wedding party comes down between guests who throw handfuls after them. A young woman in white and a slight young man beside her. Handy Hank, the fellow she turned down. Handy Hank, a young man in a dark soft hat, a checked tie, a white card in his vest pocket. He watches them go. A touring car dressed with flowers. A placard hung on the back reads, "Just married." A note in handwriting, "Dear nephew, as a wedding present, I am giving you a house in lot number 99, Apple Street. Wish you joy, Uncle Mike." On the hood, "Good luck, you'll need IT. Closer, Hank has the wheel, and behind him, the bride in her veil and the groom in his top hat. Two cars run abreast on an open road, and a man swings across from one to the other. A motorcycle down in the road, a placard on the car ahead, another good man gone wrong. Two men mount the motorcycle, and it throws them. A lot of parked cars, for sale on their windshields. The groom sits down hard in the road, his top hat beside him. The bride waits while two men square up. He works at the front of the car. A wide street, storefronts down one side. The car comes at us, good luck on its hood. A vacant lot stacked with packing crates and barrels. The wedding car stands among them, a large 99 on its side. Here's your house. A crate stenciled "Home Portable House Company." Pinned to it, an envelope, directions. They read the directions together. "Portable House Company. Directions. 1. To give this house a snappy appearance, put it up according to the numbers on the boxes. 9. Calendar, Monday the 9th. A hand tears the page away, and Tuesday the 10th is underneath. A timber frame stands on the lot, a doorway framed in it and an open stair. High on the frame, he kneels on a plank and works at the boards. His wife stands at a stove out in the open. Breakfast is ready. He is sitting high on the frame. "I'll be right down." He swings himself down the outside of the frame. She comes to him where he sits, bends down and takes his head in her hands. At the crates, a man in a dark, soft hat. Their ends are numbered 1 and 3. They stand and argue, and he walks off. With a brush and a can, he paints the 3 into an 8, then the 1 into a 4. He climbs the half-built wall. Below, she hauls at a board in the wall opening. astride the wall he hammers. She looks up from below. A tall panel tips over with her on it. Up the panel goes again. Close, he bends to a rail of boards and comes up sucking his thumb. Wide, a panel swings across and settles as a ramp against the frame. The calendar, Tuesday the 10th. The page comes away and Wednesday the 11th is underneath. The house is finished and it is wrong. She comes out with a pail and looks up at the house. She draws a heart on the new wall while he looks up at it. A sink is plumbed on the outside wall, faucets and all, over bare ground. He reaches up and works the faucet. Above the sink, a round white tank with a chain hanging from it. The panel with the sink swings open. It was a door. He carries a tall cabinet on his back along the path. A ladder leans against the house. Somebody climbs to an upper window. A big man brings an upright piano up the lot on his back. The piano goes over and comes down on the husband. The big man stands by, reading a slip. Two legs stick out from under the piano. He heaves the piano up on its end. Close, he is flat on his back, hands up. The piano comes down on him again. The big man sits himself on the fence rail. He heaves the piano upright once more. The husband stays down. He picks him up and stands him against the piano. Then he goes and leaves him holding the piano. He runs to the corner of the house. She brings him a tangle of dark rope, and they work at it together. The piano stands alone on the dirt. She runs to it and stoops at its side. He is back at the wall, a coil of rope at his feet. Inside at last, a papered room above a dark wainscot, two curtained windows, a chandelier on a chain. A staircase, he goes up with a pail. He hauls on a rope that runs up out of sight. He sits on a low seat, head in his hands. He hauls on the rope again, leaning back with all his weight. Back at the seat, he gets up and drags a board aside. Out on the roof, a hole is broken in the shingles and a head comes up through it. The whole house at last. Two stories and a porch, the upper floor overhanging and canted, the roof line off level, an open stair up the right-hand side. A small figure moves at the foot of it. A ladder is set against the house. He is up on the roof, legs splayed across the pitch. Below him, a head still sticks out of the hole. Straight down at her from the roof. A long pole stands against the side of the house. He climbs it while she watches from below. Inside, he stands at an open door, a heap of rope on the floor. He hauls on the rope and goes down on the floor with it. She stands at the foot of the stairs and calls out. Outside, the piano lies tipped against the wall, a panel of the house swung open above it. The piano comes in through the opening and goes up on the ropes near the ceiling. Close on him, hauling the rope hand over hand, the piano comes down and lands. She reads a sheet of paper on the stairs. Sheet music, the end of a perfect day, words and music. The calendar, Wednesday the 11th, the page comes away and Thursday the 12th is underneath. Close, she is at a table with a milk bottle. Her hands go up over her ears. He is down on his knees on the floor. He stands on a pale rug in the middle of the room, hands on his hips, head down. Down on the floor again, working at something low. He shakes out a large dark cloth. He gathers the rugs off the floor. He sweeps with a long-handled broom, then sets it down. Out in the hall, he sets down a can and a cloth by the stairs. Kneeling in the hall, he letters a plain mat with a brush, working backwards, right to left. The word comes out welcome. He smooths it flat, picks up his paint can and goes. She is in a bath, a mirror up in one hand. He carries a slatted wooden crate along the outside wall. He sets the crate against the porch and takes it up again. He tips off the porch and lands flat on his back. She soaps herself in the bath, unaware. He climbs the ladder with the crate. In the bath, she leans over the side for the soap. A hand comes in over the lens and blacks out the picture. It clears and she is still reaching. Up on the roof, he walks the ridge with the crate, black against the sky. He goes down the chimney. He lands on the bathroom floor. She covers herself and points him to the door. He picks himself up and goes out fast. The calendar, Thursday the 12th, then Friday the 13th. The house warming. A long table under a white cloth, guests seated all around it, the piano at the left. They rise and the chairs go back. A guest goes over backwards among the chairs. They make for the stairs. Outside, a man tumbles down a bank by a fence. A man reels in through a door and out again. A bedroom. Men in dark suits and a woman in a white apron ranged along the wall. The underside of the roof. Rows of boards, nail points driven through them, and water running down between. A man puts an umbrella up indoors. He holds the umbrella over two women at a table. Outside, he walks the wall, then sets his shoulder to it and pushes. Rain and the house is already going round, the porch swinging past through the downpour. Inside, they stagger along the wall with their arms up. Still, it goes round on its base, the porch swinging out through the rain. Inside, the guests clutch at each other. Outside, the house still goes round, a figure at its base. The guests are flung along the wall. Outside, the porch swings past. He goes down on the floor and crawls. A striped mattress slides past him. The guests slide along the floor in a heap, all one way. She is at the piano, sliding along the keyboard as the room goes round. The two of them sit up in the mud together. They scramble on the ground beside the house in the rain. She goes among them in the rain, pulling them up out of the mud. A guest shakes his hand. "I've had a lovely afternoon on your merry-go-round. It'll be better when you put in your hobby horses." The two of them sit close together on the wet ground. The calendar, Friday the 13th. The page comes away and Saturday the 14th is underneath. And after the storm, the house is wrecked. The roof is caved at one end, the board sprung, the porch rail torn away. It sits crooked on the dirt. Now look at the darned thing. I guess it's not used to the climate. A man in a straw boater comes up holding a board. It reads 99. He turns the board over, 66. You're on the wrong lot. Yours is across the railroad track. She throws up her arms and sits down on the ground. He stands over her, arguing it out while she sits. She runs to the car and reaches in. He works at the foot of the wreck. He hooks a rope on under the house. Both of them work at the foot of the wreck, setting barrels under it. He rolls barrels underneath, and they set wheels beneath the house. Calendar, Saturday the 14th. The page comes away and Sunday the 15th is underneath. The wreck stands up on wheels and barrels, clear of the ground. The wreck is towed away past a lumber yard. See, Ganal Lumber Co. car pulls the house along the road on a rope. He sits on a couch set against the house wall. The house has stopped on a railroad track. The rails run across the foreground and a station stands behind. The car pulls away and leaves it there. The rails run away to a station with a deep canopy. They work at the house where it sits square across the track. Far down the track, a train. It comes on fast, smoke pouring back over the boiler. They haul on a rope at the front of the house, running back on it with all their weight. The house does not shift. Smoke shows at the left of the frame. The house sits across the rails, and they cannot shift it. A train goes by on the next track and misses the house. They throw their arms up. The other way, a second train. The house bursts apart. They lie flat on the ground in front of the wreck. A for sale board stands in the broken timber. A hand sets a card on the wreckage. Directions. The end.